Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today's podcast is titled, Don't Get Caught in the Monkey Trap. To advance through the stages of a sales career, you need to learn the toughest and most important step of letting go. Letting go to grow. If you haven't heard of how the monkey trap works, let me explain a little bit. A hunter places a bait inside of a hole in a tree or the ground that's big enough for the monkey to get his hand into, however, not big enough for the monkey to get his hand back out of once he grabs the bait, and the monkey will never let go of the bait in order to even save its life and escape capture. Well, what does this have to do with sales, you ask? Well, lots. Two of the most popular business books are built on this concept. Good to Great by Jim Collins and What Got You Here Won't Get You There by Marshall Goldsmith. The whole premise of these books is letting go of what you know, of what made you successful, and what is making you, well, you. Letting go allows us to grow, improve, and move to the next or better place in our lives, but we just struggle to let go. Well, I recently had the privilege of writing an article for Feed and Grain magazine in the Coach's Corner blog, and that was titled The Four Stages in Your Sales Territory. It covers the four stages we go through in sales over the course of a selling career, from startup, gaining momentum, to full throttle, to coasting. These are the stages that we all go through. Read it to gain a better understanding of what every salesperson goes through in their selling career. The one thing I didn't discuss, however, in that article is a really important thing, which is to how to go from one stage to the next. And oftentimes, it's the skill of letting go. So I'm going to talk about that in today's podcast. Just a few other analogies in life to understand letting go. To successfully play tag when you were a little kid, you had to let go of home base and run, or it wasn't much of a game. You ever know that kid that wouldn't let go of home base? It's like, this isn't a game if you don't let go. To sail anywhere, a ship has to leave the safety of the harbor and head out to sea, or it's not called sailing, it's called floating. To swing, a trapeze performer has to let go of one bar to grab the next. And lastly, if you've ever gone through the experience of selling your parents' household items at an estate sale, then you know all about letting go. That's the same skills I want you to use today. So enough analogies. What do you specifically need to let go of in sales in order to move, improve, and become great? Well, the three toughest, most important, and where I saw and see countless salespeople struggle to let go of are, number one, customers. What, you might ask? I thought we were trying to sell more, not less. What are you talking about, letting go of customers? Well, we are, but you can't sell more if you're bogged down by low-producing, high-maintenance customers. We struggle terribly with this concept in ag sales. We want to be noble and treat everyone the same, even the small guy. Here's the problem. It's a time killer. And in sales, time wasted means less sales and less opportunity time to spend on higher producing customers. In ag sales, we often have large geographic territories. This means we drive a long ways and we sign up customers in the far reaching corners of our territory in the beginning. And oftentimes it takes forever to get there. Our intentions are great. We'll sign up this customer and then we'll fill it in when we're out there with other customers in that area, so it makes it worth our drive. But here's the problem. We don't. And it happens. The problem is we feel a sense of loyalty to keep going back even though they're the only customer out in that far-reaching corner and we can't let go. Well, lastly, I ask people to do a rough version of a time study. And that is to sit down with your customer list and evaluate where you're spending the majority of your time. If it isn't with the higher producing or higher potential customers, then let them go. Quit spending time with the squeaky wheel customer that demands all your time and attention and generates lower returns. This can kill a sales territory if you don't recognize it and let these customers go. Well, number two in the sales that you need to let go of is beliefs. Not all of them, just a few critical beliefs to let go of that are really hurting you. First one is treating everyone the same. Well, we just addressed it, but treating the small customer the same as the big customer will kill your time and productivity. Get over it and move on. Find someone who has done it in your organization and learn from them. Here's the deal. Commission programs are there for a reason. It's to incentivize you to sell more. And you do that by focusing on the bigger or higher potential customers. Second belief, I have to see this customer on Tuesday and that customer on Wednesday, and I got to go there every month and there every week. Here's my answer to when I coach those kind of people. No, you don't. When starting a coaching program with a salesperson, I always go through a time mapping exercise like we just described. The next step is to challenge them when I see it does not line up with sales generation or growth. Their excuse for not selling more is always the same, and you guessed it, time. Well, since we can't make more than 24 hours in a day, we typically have to reduce unproductive time by letting go of less productive customers. You can't squeeze 25 hours in a day. It doesn't happen. It's not possible. So you got to take from your time that's being used unproductively. Third belief that you need to let go of is, I need to sell Mr. or Mrs. Big. Again, here's my answer. No, you don't. We all have them in our territory. I call them the Walmart customer. For you, it might be a 10,000 acre corn and bean producer. It might be a 5,000 cow dairy, or it might be a 30 location ag retailer. They're big and everyone in your company, including you, wants you to sell them. If you were to sign them, you would be the hero. Sure, go see them, find out who they are. Sure, give them the time and effort they are due. However, keep some perspective about these accounts. And the first perspective is, they are big, they know it, and every competitor is chasing them. This typically means you're going to have to sacrifice margin in order to sell them. Sometimes so much margin, you aren't profitable. So much margin, you're running for fun, as they call it, and you don't make enough margin to replace the trucks and equipment that you're wearing out by selling Mr. and Mrs. Big. Keep your hand in the game of selling this account, but build your territory on the core niche of customers that your company is designed for. Number three thing to let go in sales at the very end, possibly at the very end, maybe earlier, is your territory. There comes a point when you have reached the peak, leveled off, gave it your all, and you need to let go of your territory. For some, it happens soon in their selling career. A few years in, they don't have the same fire and energy towards selling and growing their territory they had in the beginning. When coaching and leading these folks, we often discuss the possibility that sales might not be the career choice for them. I've had some of these turn into career change discussions. If they're good, hardworking people, then we want to keep them in our company by connecting them with maybe another department that they would be better in, production or purchasing or technical areas, research, something along those lines that they have a bigger, a stronger passion for. For others, the need to let go of their territory comes later in their career. They may want to move into sales management, or they maybe need to retire. Well, these can be scary as they are new and different than selling. Being a good salesperson, they know, does not directly translate into being a good sales manager. They worry, what if I give up my territory, am not good at it, being a manager, and don't like it? Then what do I do? Well, that's a good question, and you need to think about the possibilities before you let go. The question I ask an individual in this situation is staying in the current role of being on territory the right answer for you long term? And if that answer is something like no, or, I just don't know, or I can't imagine being in this territory another year, or I need to make a change, then I encourage them to take the leap. Let go of the bait that's caught them in the monkey trap. I know letting go is not easy. It can generate a lot of fear and anxiety in your life that you just don't need. And so many of us push that change aside and hang on to what we know. Our belief is better to be a known good than a potential great, because it also might be an epic failure. However, once you do let go, I can tell you the feeling of being free is unbelievable. You will free up resources that are allocated elsewhere. The most important of these resources is your time. Additionally, it almost never turns out to be as bad as you thought it might be. Even if you completely fall flat on your face, short of dying, you're going to learn an incredible amount about you and about how far you can push yourself and what you're good at and what you do like and what you don't like. So my question for you today is this. What do you need to let go of? What are you hanging on to that is killing your productivity? What customer, geographic area, or belief has you caught in a monkey trap? Now figure it out and let it go.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.